I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is okay.
Normally triple check it.
Yes.
Then how did it...
Lock their car? Who doesn't
Idiots.
Lock their car?
Stupid people.
Okay.
Me.
I agree. Okay. Erin got robbed.
Yeah.
She did, yeah. And she's got video proof of it, too.
Yeah.
Happening.
It's super... Is that the first time this happened to you?
It is.
So... How do you feel?
The first night after it happened, sleeping was difficult because I was so restless and thinking, like, is my car there tonight? I had gone outside, checked all the doors, but I was still paranoid.
Can we go backwards a little bit?
Yeah.
How did you figure out you got robbed? Did you get in your car and they'd ruffled things up or? Okay.
Mm.
And what did they take?
They took about $60 cash.
You have cash in your unlocked car?
I normally don't have cash in there because, first off, I don't have cash in general. I don't have money in general. But
of all places to store it, just in your car? What are you doing, Erin?
I don't trust the banks.
I don't normally go to the bank because everything is like electronic. I don't need to.
Then how did you get cash?
I don't know. And then I just let it build
you just
up.
Have it
and then
sitting in your car. Like where in your car? Like on the dash?
No. In the middle console. It's hidden.
Ugh. Well, and it happened. So my car has been broken into once, but it was at a parking garage downtown. This happened outside
that's
your house.
More, in my driveway.
I think this is way more. I understand. Like I was even freaked out, but I couldn't imagine if it happened outside my house.
Yeah.
Okay, I have way so more many questions. When it was your car, did they break a window?
No, I think they did. They had one of those devices that you go to the key.
Oh, okay.
And pop
right. So you left your car unlocked.
No, for sure didn't. Because my key, like where you put the key in, I don't actually have a key for it because it's a fob or whatever, but you could put
a
physical
key
and it's like all scratched and messed up. And so I didn't even notice till like months later. And I was like, oh, that must be how they got in because it's like damaged. So,
but Erin.
Yeah.
You part.
Present.
You parked your car and didn't lock it.
Yeah. Which I am so paranoid about because for some reason, my car, when you put it in park, it automatically unlocks. So I turn off the car, I get out.
Oh, God, that's dark.
I hate it.
That's got to be a setting you can turn off.
I hope so.
For safety for women, when you do the boop, boop, when you unlock your car, can you tell it to only unlock your door?
I don't know.
Because most cars do that now.
Yeah, my wife is that way.
Instead of unlocking all the doors, because you don't want, somebody could just jump in that.
Yeah.
My ex-wife, she set her car to that. And I was like, we'd walk up to her car and I'd be sitting there and she's like, relax, I'll unlock it when I get inside.
I know for unlocking, when I unlock it by pushing the button, it only unlocks the driver.
Okay, so that is good. But there's got to be a way to, unlock your doors at park.
I know.
I don't like that.
I hate
it. So then when you parked your car in the driveway, it unlocked.
I got out.
Crawled inside.
No, I always push the lock button on the door handle because if I don't and my key's still inside my car, it won't lock. Because it's a safety thing, like don't lock your keys in your car. So I always push the lock button on the door.
But you didn't that day.
I did. I don't know. Because I literally do that every single time. But he just came riding on his scooter and opened it.
Oh, he was on a scooter?
He was on a scooter.
Yeah, it looked to me like a kid
little bit.
I don't know. Like a wayward teen who is like scouting the area.
But they just go car to car. But I don't think he's breaking windows.
He didn't, though.
He only did yours?
It looks like it because at the end, he goes down the street. He doesn't go. We have a camper in front of the house and he didn't try that. He just like went.
Did you go further back in the footage to see if he tried your door earlier? Because that's my thing. Go and go, okay, this one's open, and then he just knows where to stop.
Maybe.
Wow.
Like you case him first.
Mm.
And this happens every summer. There's
your car gets broken into?
Not my car, but a group comes to the neighborhood. They go neighborhood by neighborhood and just for a week.
That is true.
Try it out and then go on.
Well, that's what I'm wondering because it looked to me, I'm thinking like, oh, it's some teen who's on the, but it could all be a disguise. It could yes. be, this could be like a criminal operation. Then there, he's just mm-hmm. on a scooter and like wearing a hoodie.
If he's on a scooter, he's hauling ass he to go ready. Like, this one's open. Like yeah. he knew.
And the wow. fact that he didn't go right next door.
Because he already knew. Yeah, you got to go farther back in the footage.
Yeah, I should. Oof. That's smart.
Yeah. And that's, he's going to have like a $60 scooter now.
Sorry. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.